The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Monday, November 14, 2022. The first secretary of the Central Committee of the Communist Party of Cuba and president of the Republic, Miguel Díaz-Canel, highlighted Sunday the progress in the recovery after the enormous damage caused by Hurricane Ian as it passed through the western part of the island on September 27. In his Twitter account, the dignitary said that the recovery from the damages caused by the hydrometeorological phenomenon continues and assured that no one is left helpless in Cuba. Díaz-Canel referred to the information provided by the Minister of Energy and Mines, Vicente de la O. Levy, who said that as of Saturday, 97.74% of customers in the province of Pinar del Río, the most affected by the hurricane, already have electricity service. La O. Levy stated on his Twitter account that they continue working until everyone is reached and pointed out that their workers have experienced the affection of a people who know about solidarity and commitment. The 38th edition of the Havana International Fair FIHEF 2022, Cuba's major trade and exhibition event, is bringing together this Monday more than 60 countries at the Expo Cuba Fairgrounds. Top-level delegations headed by ministers, high-level government officials, entrepreneurs, and other foreign actors from nations such as China, Russia, Spain, France, Canada, Mexico, Brazil, Venezuela, United Arab Emirates, and Laos are attending the fair until Friday, November 18. About 400 Cuban state-owned companies, more than 70 micro, small and medium-sized enterprises, and three non-agricultural cooperatives will strengthen links. They will explore trade and foreign investment opportunities in all sectors of economy. Representatives of nine entities of the United States as exhibitors and another large group of U.S. economic actors and prominent figures are also participating in FIHEF 2022. The fifth investment forum will take place within the framework of FIHEF 2022. Potential investors can update on the new commercial portfolio available for foreign capitals. The 31st National Meeting of the Colombian Movement of Solidarity with Cuba, held in Barranquilla, another demonstration of the rejection of the U.S. blockade against the island. All the official opening of this meeting on Friday night, the Cuban ambassador to Colombia, Javier Caamaño, representatives of the different solidarity houses that make up the Colombian Movement of Solidarity with Cuba, and a broad representation of various progressive political forces in Colombia, among many other important figures, were present. The National Director of Epidemiology of Cuba's Ministry of Health, Francisco Duran, a special guest, emphasized that as a result of the blockade and given the insufficient resources to acquire vaccines as soon as they were discovered, Cuban authorities created an entire strategy in terms of achieving their products to immunize the population against the SARS-CoV-2 coronavirus. At the solidarity meeting, Ambassador Caamaño recalled that during the pandemic, the government of the then President Donald Trump tightened the U.S. economic, commercial, and financial blockade. He thanked the Colombian Movement of Solidarity with Cuba for its struggle in favor of the Cuban people and its revolutionary process. And in the international agenda, we have that President-elect Luis Ignacio Lula da Silva traveled to Egypt to participate in the United Nations Climate Change Conference, COP27, so as to replace Brazil in the environmental scene and diplomacy. He expects to coordinate bilateral contacts with environmental representatives of the United States, China, and Germany on the same day. Lula will also hold talks with U.S. Special Presidential Envoy for Climate Change, John Kerry. In the exchange with Curry, the former labor leader will redefine the relationship between Brazil and the United States, starting with the environmental issue. According to the sources, he will also make two important announcements, creating a climate authority in Brazil and requesting the country to host COP30 in 2025. Meanwhile, social organizations in Panama denounced measures to try to save the Social Security Fund from the financial crisis marked by the division of private entrepreneurs. In a communique, the National Front for the Defense of Economic and Social Rights called on the people to be alert on the decisions adopted by that public service entity in detriment of workers, pensioners, and retirees. The GO organizations contested a resolution to be delivered to the government this Monday with proposals such as increasing the retirement age, raising the monthly workers' contribution, and reducing benefits for the insured and their families, among others. The Defense of Economic and Social Rights urged that the necessary funds for that program and its benefits be provided by the state itself, based on its participation in private companies, the profits from the millionaire revenues of the Panama Canal, or the transfer of the discretionary funds assigned to the lawmakers of the National Assembly, among other sources. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.